Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Victoria, it's great to have you here. Good morning, how are you?
Great to be here. I'm all the better for having a Tim Hortons donut.
Brilliant. So, Victoria, before we start, could you tell us a bit about yourself and your connection to GB?
Sure. Well, firstly, I am a mummy of three gorgeous little girls. So I have Hayley, Sienna and Brianna. I'm married to the lovely Richard, who gets called Rick. But anyway, I have been involved in GB for many years. I was a GB officer for a lot of years. I'm not going to tell you how many because then you'll work out what age I am. So a lot of years. And I was also on GB executive for a number of years as well. So hugely passionate about this organisation.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you. So before we start to talk about the SAM that we're going to talk about this morning, I have two questions, which I know you're dreading, that I want to ask you to help us get to know you a wee bit better. So my first question is...
Be kind, Leslie. Be kind.
When you were growing up, what did you dream that you would be when you got older?
Oh my goodness, this is actually hilarious. So when I was younger, I wanted to be an air hostess.
An air hostess.
So that was my dream. But actually the most ironic thing is I hate flying. And yeah, so obviously it was a pipe dream and that was never going to actually happen.
What do you think inspired you to want to be an air hostess?
I just thought they were so glamorous. I just thought it was fabulous. Like they had, you know, gorgeous outfits, makeup, hair. Yeah.
Just living the dream.
Yeah, but I would not be the best air hostess to have if you were on a bumpy flight. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so my next question is... In your handbag, your three must-have items.
Okay, here we go. My lip gloss, that's a must. Every girl need to have your lip gloss. What else? Oh my goodness. See, my handbag now just looks so different to what it did like about 7 years ago. So 7 years ago, it was more glamorous. Now I could pull a nappy out, I could pull a dotty out. But yeah, so my purse, my mobile phone and my lip gloss.
Brilliant, okay. So let's get straight into the SAMs. So as you know, the girls this year, the seniors and brigaders, have been looking at the Book of Psalms and how God speaks to us through the Psalms and how our emotions are just very human, but how God can help us work through those emotions to grow in our faith. Mm-hmm. So I would love you to begin by sharing the Psalm that you've chosen to talk to us about. And as well, could you tell us about a time in your life when the Psalm was helpful?
Sure. So I think what I love about the Psalms, Leslie, is the honesty and the vulnerability of the writers. It really ushers us into a genuine relationship with God. I just love it because you can jump right in at any point. You can see where people are struggling. They're in the pits of despair. And then when they're singing in the heights of celebration, which I'm all for that. So I think for us, you know, the Psalms are a beautiful passage where you can literally pick it up and run with it. You know, you can pick up, read a Psalm and off you go in the day. And for me, why Psalm 91? So I have that particular Psalm in my bedroom because I think verse 14 says this: "He will cover you with his feathers and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." What a beautiful, like, you can just picture that. Or safe you are under his protection. But also what I love about this Psalm is that it ushers us in to a close and a deep relationship with God. And it shows you the blessings that you have in that. So it looks, you know, I'm going to read actually the Message version of it.
Brilliant.
Because I love how it kind of, yeah, let me just read it. So it says, "You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in the Shaddai's shadow. Say this: God, you are my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe." That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you, and under them you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon, even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched. Watch it from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm cannot get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among the lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care. And if you'll only get to know and trust me, call me, I'll answer and be by your side at bad times. I'll rescue you and then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation.
Those are beautiful words, wow. Aren't they? Yeah. And even as you read those, I just think it brings peace.
Unreal. Unreal. Like, you just look at that. It tells us, like, look at the blessings. You'll stand untouched. You know, he will protect you. It tells you that. You're perfectly safe. His arms fend off any harm, and he orders his angels to protect you. Wow. Like, I just read that, you know, and even as I was reading through this psalm again for today, I just thought, what an amazing God that we serve.
Yeah.
You know? And I look at verse 2, you know, it says here, either in the message or I'll read the NIV, it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. You know, whenever you think of that, you know, the writer could have actually written, God is a refuge, but he didn't. He said, he is my refuge. Mm. So what does that give you when you read that? It gives you confidence, because you then look at life and you think, well, yes, God is my refuge. But what it actually says there is, he is my refuge and fortress. It's a declaration. Mm. It stirs up hope and confidence in us, no matter what we face. He is our refuge.
So in situations when you are maybe feeling like unsettled or unnerved or fearful, so talk to me a bit about, you said about declaration. So how would you in your life use these verses to help you?
Well, I love, like, I don't know if you've heard of Priscilla Shearer.
Love her.
So I've done a lot of her studies. And one of the things that I really drew early doors from her was writing scripture everywhere. I think sometimes, especially when we're going through storms, so when we're going through really tough times, you know, and even before that, we need to have scripture. I have it everywhere in my house. So if you have a fancy calligraphy pen, you write it, you'll find post-it notes stuck on a mirror, whatever. Have scripture everywhere. And I think for me, when I'm going through a tough time, you know, when you look at that psalm in particular, his huge outstretched arms protect you. So I think at times in my life when I've gone through, you know, really tough situations with my health. You know, I was very poorly after I had Hayley, and it meant that I couldn't drive for 2 years. My life, if you want to put it, maybe came to a little bit of a comma, not a full stop.
I love that, the way you put that, a comma. That's
good. Yeah, you know, and it just, my health was affected. I was dizzy all the time, so my normal functioning wasn't there. You know, and I remember crying out to God, even through this psalm, and saying, God, do you have me? You know, have you got this? Is this always the way it's going to be? And then I looked at these, you know, he'll protect you. You're safe. Nothing will harm you, you know. And I just look at it and think, wow, you know, I love verse 14. I don't know if you picked it up on the message, but it says, if you hold on to me for dear life.
Like, yeah, hello. That's very real, isn't it?
Oh, my word. Like, how many times have we done that? Like, I don't do roller coasters. I don't know about you. But
I don't either.
I've never done Barry's Big Dipper. And I'm not ashamed to say it, girls. So do you know what? I can't do it. Well, I can't do it, but I couldn't. Oh, dear, the thought of it. Anyway, so we went to Mall of America. And my big sister loves a wee roller coaster. And loves the fact that I don't like a roller coaster. So we went on this ride, which they told me was just a log ride in the water. So I thought, right, this is great. So talk about holding on for dear life. So then the wee log that we were in started to climb a hill, which then I thought, well, if it's going up, it's going to come down. How high are we going here? So as I was talking about this even the other day with Ricky, says, do you remember you actually tried to climb out of the log at the top? I had like this safety bit with a big emergency button. I was like, oh my goodness. So anyway, I was literally holding on for dear life as I catapulted down this very steep yeah, could only be described as a very steep hill in a roller coaster. So needless to say, yes, you could say overcame, but yeah, I'll not be doing that again anytime soon. But I was holding on for dear life. You know, and I think about that, those situations in life where we're hanging on. You know, we've all had them. Maybe we're in school and we're really struggling with that. You know, maybe it's in the workplace. Maybe it's with our health. Maybe we've lost a loved one. And whatever that may be, those situations where we can't see the breakthrough, where we're maybe screaming, like I was screaming coming down that log ride and saying, "Why God, what is happening here?" You know, and we want them to stop, for God to hear our cry. The psalmist in this gives us hope that God will rescue you. Mm-hmm. He tells us that in this psalm, "I will rescue you."
And what I love about that as well is it's not "he may," it's "he no, will." He there's will. Like a, there's like, he will. It's a definite.
It is. It's another declaration. Mm-hmm. He will rescue you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I look at that and I think, wow, you know, and it says that verse 14, when you read the rest of that, it says, "Because he loves me, you know, I will rescue." And how do we fall madly deeply in love? We spend time with someone. We dwell. We spend time, we invest, you know. And I think that when we look at the beginning of this psalm, it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." And I think sometimes with Psalm 91, we skip past that to get to the, "He will cover you with his feathers, he will rescue you." But actually, when you look at that, you will dwell. So when we dwell and when we spend time with someone, we know them, we can trust them. So that when the storms come, when life hits and it's a bit bumpy, we actually know that those things that he has said will be true, that we will be safe, that he will have us, you know. But he ushers us to dwell, to sit, to spend time with him. And I think in today's society, like, we didn't have it, Leslie. Like, I had a big phone. I was all the biz. Like, but I don't know. I didn't have mobile phones like kids have now. But, you know, we live in such a fast-paced society. We live where you don't reply to somebody and they think you've fallen off the planet, or worse still, you fell out with them. But actually the reality is, I was at a swimming lesson, or I was whatever. And we live in this society that is so instant and so on the go that we have forgotten the beauty of resting and dwelling.
Okay, so I want to ask you, you're talking about dwelling, love all of that, and about resting. So that's great, and we've learned all that, but I would love you to share with the girls practically how you do that to help them.
This has been, I won't lie, this will be a this has been a challenge.
Because you're a really busy person.
I'm really busy, yeah. Who isn't? It's like, hello. But yeah, so I'm a mom of three, but I run my own business. I was going to say I have a dog, but that would, I do have a dog, but I don't walk it. My husband does. But yes, so for me, this has been a challenge. And I think that's where this psalm for me is taking a little bit of a different slant at the minute. Because for me, the challenge is to switch the phone off. Mm-hmm. To disconnect from social media for a while, to come and to sit down in his presence. And I don't know if you know, but on your iPhone, you have this most amazing thing that tells you how long you've been on your phone awake. Does anybody know that? Mm-hmm. Will not all get you to shame and show us your phone, but it actually shows you how long you've been on your phone, how many hours. But what you can also do with that is you can break down when your phone goes off and when your phone comes on. So you can switch off all your apps, but you can also keep your phone so that people can phone you. Because my thing was always, I can't turn my phone off in case the kids need me or something. So literally what I've now done in my day is I have scheduled that my phone app, so that's your WhatsApp, your Facebook, your Instagram, goes off on your phone. And you can use the phone, so if you need to phone somebody, good old fashioned, it's good to talk. But literally what I found for me was that was giving me space to kind of exhale a little, to spend that few minutes with my cup of tea and God in the corner of the living room. You know, because when we have our phone even on in the background, we're constantly checking it. So we're not fully engaged in the moment that we're actually in. And I guess that the challenge is that, you know, we need to know God, that when the storms hit, that we don't lose our footing. You know, I think about things in life, you know, it's knowing him before it hits. Mm-hmm. And yes, we then know him more when a storm does hit. Do you know what I mean by that?
So Lisa? That's why it's so crucial for you to, as you're saying, physically take that time out with him, so that you are building that up, that you're like, you know, so you're roots and your foundations are so deep and you're fitting, as you say, so that you'll be safe.
And I think, you know, in that, in verse 9, it says, if you make the Most High your dwelling. It's a choice. Mm, and I think, you know, we get choices in life, and we make good choices, we make bad choices. But I guess, you know, for me, it's a choice that we make him our dwelling. You know, to dwell is to live. You know, and I think that when we spend time with him, we get to know him, we understand him, we can trust him. And yeah, we may be in a situation that we cannot understand, that we just don't even know, you know, why is this happening? What is happening here? But yet we can stand on the truth of his word, that actually, you know, even when that hits, he has us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. It tells us that in his word, you know. And I'm telling you today that I stand as proof of that. Mm-hmm. In the midst of mess and dangers of life, his shelter. There's no better place to be. You know, I was talking to Rick, my husband, just last night about this passage. And I said to him, you know, it's beautiful how that when you come to a passage of scripture that has meant so much to you over such a long period of time, that God then takes another layer off and shows you something else. And I said that to you, Leslie. You know, this passage for me has been great hope in the midst of fear. You know, overcoming fear and overcoming those hard things in life. But actually, as I kind of unwrapped it a little, another layer last, you know, this last week or two, even God was just ushering me into that when we dwell, when we spend time. So Rick was then telling me about this story about a forest fire in Canada. And basically what happened was that this fire ripped through this place in Canada. And as the embers cooled, the devastated farmer was then walking through the ruins of his, obviously his barns and everything. But he noticed this burnt lump on the ground, and he went over and he prodded it with his stick. And as he prodded it, sadly the hen was dead. But as he prodded it, these little chicks came running out. And I was just like, I was like, Rick, for real? He was like, yeah. And I thought, you know, when we look at that, yes, in the physical, that is horrific that that little hen died in the way it did. But actually look at the picture of that. Underneath that were those little chicks, and they were safe. And I said to him, you know, that just made me want to run to that scripture where he will cover us with his feathers. So if you have the picture of that, where devastation, you know, these really bad things happen, but actually under his arms, we are so safe.
Mm.
There's no better place to be. You know, I think of when my wee chickens come home from school, you know, and they've had a tough day. You know, I'm like, come on, wee bird, get up on my knee, and I will, with my arms, cover mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's a beautiful picture, you know. So if you're sitting there today and you're really struggling, I don't know, it might be school stuff, it might be bullying, it might be some social media stuff, it might be even physically how you're struggling with yourself. I just want to encourage you that actually run to God, you know, make his place, you know, make his place your safe place. Dwell with him, spend time with him, and he will, I promise you, he will see you through. He will rescue you. He will protect you. He tells us that in his word, you know.
That's amazing, Victoria. And you know what? Just lastly, yeah. I want to pray with you before we end. But lastly, I've known you a long time, and I associate you a lot with passing on to me brilliant songs that you've been listening to, because you just always seem to be ahead of the game and cool songs to listen to. If someone's facing fear, give me a couple of songs that they can go to listen to that will just, because I love just sitting listening to worship songs. I feel like God speaks to me through that.
So worship is amazing, right? So if you're sitting and you are in the midst of fear, I think even of situations in my life where fear has paralyzed me, like people looking, oh God, Vic, you know, you're outgoing and you're, but no, fear has literally, you know, my feet can't move, I'm paralyzed. And you know, worship is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weapon that we use against the enemy. So worship songs, yeah, I love, oh my goodness, I'll not sing them, you'll be glad to hear, but one of them at the minute, you know, think of songs that are declarations. Again, this is a declaration. Think of a declaration that you can sing from the pit of your belly. One of the ones I'm loving at the minute is The Belonging Co. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite fabulous. Mm-hmm. So they have one that's called Isn't He? And it's basically about God, like his goodness, all that he does. Isn't he? You know, and that is a powerful one that I've been blasting of late. in the car. I'm trying to think, oh my word, on the spot, Les. Goodness, there's so many. I love old hymns. And actually, the Worship collection have just brought out a new one. Old hymn, but in a new way. And it's Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. I love it. But there's so many. Oh my goodness. Oceans. I have Oceans on a big script on our kitchen. You know, that when you know, when he calls us out, you know, and I think it's sometimes that we look at things and we think, oh my goodness, I can't do it. You can.
Yeah.
We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So I want to encourage you, if you're sitting today and you're listening to this and fear is literally choking you, I want you to open up the Psalms and God will lead you to a Psalm. But start at Psalm 91. Write that in your homework diary. He will cover you with his feathers. Put it on your phone. Get a screensaver. Anywhere that you can visually see his word. And you know what? We stand on his promises. That's it. Everything else, all the stuff, all the things that the world has got to give us. Yeah, it's awesome. It's amazing. But actually, when that's all stripped away, what are we left with? We're left with him. So dwell with him, girls. Bask in his presence. Hear the Father's heart for you. You know, he has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for each one of us. And I guess that's my heart, is that each young lady that is listening to this will know that. That no matter what comes your way, dwell with him, bask in his presence, and he will protect you. He will rescue you. He loves you so much. And yeah, I just love it.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Listen, let me pray with you and then we're done. Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we thank you for your word. God, thank you that you speak to us through your word. God, thank you for what you've been speaking to Victoria about even in the last couple of weeks. And Lord, thank you for the times when you have rescued her. Yes. And God, we just pray that you would be with her and her family and her three girls.
Yeah.
And Lord, I just pray that you would bless them in all the ways only you could, Lord, as they journey into this next season.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.